I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Many Darfur activists say that Sudan's leaders should be indicted for crimes against humanity. Well, today, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court agreed. Luis Moreno Ocampo issued a report that accuses the entire Sudanese government of involvement in crimes against civilians in Darfur. The prosecutor vowed to begin issuing indictments next month. Moreno Ocampo presented his report to the United Nations Security Council, which happens to be visiting Darfur today. Michael Scharf is a law professor at Case Western Reserve University and a leading war crimes specialist. He says he's not surprised by the prosecutor's move.
I think that Luis Moreno Ocampo has been extremely patient in that he's been trying to use the force of the moral value of the International Criminal Court to try to coerce the government of Sudan to cooperate. And instead of cooperating, they take the main indictee, Haroon, and they elevate him to Minister of Human Rights and put him in charge of the very refugee camps that his troops have been slaughtering individuals and causing to overflow. And they've done pretty much everything possible to spite the court and thereby spite the international community.
Well, even if he believes, the chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court, that the entire state apparatus of Sudan is culpable and involved in crimes against humanity, is this smart procedural strategy to basically implicate an entire government of a country?
I think that the smart procedural strategy was to be incremental, and that's exactly what he's done for 2 years. But at the end of the day, when the government completely resists and it's being shielded by China, what other option is there? You can't really just turn your eyes and avert attention to what's going on there. The government of Sudan has been exploiting the fact that the Security Council has been paralyzed from action. And the only way to stop what's going on there, I think, in the eyes of many, including the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, is to raise the alarm bells to a full 5-alarm fire alert and say, look, the whole government's involved and nothing has stopped them. It's time for everybody to wake up and see what's going on. And that's what he's trying to do.
Michael, do you place any credence in the president of Sudan's claim that something like this from the International Criminal Court, these accusations, will ruin the peace process in Sudan?
The peace process has been ongoing in fits and starts for over 3 years and has made extremely little progress. And it's been mostly the government of the Sudan hiding behind the peace process while they're changing facts on the ground by allowing their supporters and even people in the government to continue the ethnic cleansing and the crimes against humanity. And the argument that they shouldn't do anything to allow the peace process to go forward is to elevate peace over justice. And what I think we've learned over the years is that you can't have peace unless you also have justice.
This happens, of course, against the backdrop of the presidential campaign here in the United States. Is this an issue that the next president of the U.S. is going to inherit and can actually do something about? Or is the United States counting on the International Criminal Court to handle the situation?
Well, this may be the test case for the International Criminal Court and for the U.S. relationship with the court. And if the International Criminal Court fails in the one time when the Security Council sent it a case, then it could be a huge failure. The presidential candidates have basically been lukewarm on the International Criminal Court, with the two Democrats saying that they'd like to wait and see how well it works for a couple of years before deciding whether the United States should ratify the statute and join on, and the Republican candidate saying that he just doesn't think the International Criminal Court is something for the United States. And I do think that this case, being the most important case before the court, is going to have ripple effects in the way the United States perceives the court and relates to it.
That's Michael Scharf, who's director of the War Crimes Research Office at Case Western Reserve University Law School.